Now we have Kate Stewart, the Vice President of Dependable Embedded Systems at the Linux Foundation. She has several years of experience in the software industry and has been instrumental in the success and launch of several projects that you may have heard of, like Zephyr, SPDX, Chaos, and more. Today, she will be talking to us about how Zephyr applied best practices from the Linux kernel community to achieve more than 100,000 commits with focus on safety and security certifications. Please welcome Kate.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Let me read the room since we're in person, which I adore. How many people have heard of Zephyr before this talk? Okay, so we've got some new people who haven't heard of Zephyr, so I've got a little bit of background, but I won't spend a lot of time on it, and you're more than welcome to come and ask me more questions afterwards. Who am I? For those who don't know me, my focus of my career has pretty much been embedded open source, and the current challenges I'm really focusing on is how can we make sure that open source, when it's being used in safety critical applications, can be analyzed and made sure that we can get a safe systems working at the end of the day. So you'll see me in Zephyr, and you'll see me in the ELISA project, and we've started working on a space grade Linux project there, and Ramon's here too with me, and so he's the one wearing a penguin in a spaceship. So we've got fair amount of things that we're sort of caring about in this space, because open source is very high quality. The amount of review and everything else is there, but it's not done in a way that the traditional safety analysis processes can deal with it. So part of the challenge is going to be, how do we actually make this stuff accessible, and how do we actually work it from this perspective? So these are sort of the projects you'll probably see my name associated with, and I've been volunteering on the SPDX front since it sort of started in 2009. And we've been working on SBOMs, and you will see evidence of SBOMs in CSBOMs, for those who were in the last talk. We've been generating C-based SBOMs in Zephyr for the last 4 years, as we've been trying to do best practices in the industry all the way along. And in terms of hobbies for me, I like photography, I like traveling, and I like taking Zephyr kites interesting places now. Unfortunately, last March, they would not let me fly that kite down there because the bird flu had started. And the first signs of the bird flu had made it down to Antarctica. So I could carry it on and hold it up, but I couldn't fly it. I was dreaming of being able to fly the kite down in Antarctica. However, word of mouth, so it's not confirmed, I don't have details. They are using Gentoo penguins with Zephyr-based trackers for monitoring global warming and seeing the